Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About don't never put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it. All of it. M-O-N-E-Y. Give me all of it. All of it. So you want my money, all this good money, money in these chains, it fits so clean, you fitting out it, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream, that's your profit in my wallet, don't think it won't fit, I'll gather more transactions in big things, don't get it twisted, I am a business. So put your all your money where your mouth could be, please.
My weight is up, to me it's better than sad. M is for money, O is for over, N is for nuts, I ain't no pushover. E is for early, day of the week, Y is for yeah, cause the week gotta eat.
M-O-N-E-Y.
Goodness, happy Thursday, everybody out there in Dollhouse Radio Land. I am so glad that you've taken time out of your busy, busy schedules to tune in for another fabulous day with webcamming with Sammy and Sage. So, there's a few things that I'm going to be bringing up on the show today. It's going to be some fun, interesting stuff that Sage and I are going to be talking about. And without further ado, let me bring the sexy butterfly queen in, Miss Sage Montana.
Hello.
How are you? How you doing, my love muffin?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fabulous, fabulous. I have so much going on, but I love being busy. I mean, just like you, you are always damn busy, which is, I don't know how you do it. I really don't deal with all those goddamn women in your studio.
I don't know how I do it half the time either, really.
Are you still on webcam?
No, I logged off because I got some new models I'm doing, putting their paperwork in, so.
Oh, nice. Yay. Did you hear that, guys?
Yes.
Sage is going to have new vagina for you guys to watch.
Yay.
She's going to have some yum-yums floating around on StreamMate, so you just stay tuned for those little newbies that she's going to break in. So how have you been the last week, my darling?
Good, feeling good. How you been?
I've been doing fabulous. I'm finally going to be launching my website, which is going to be amazing. I'll be offering weekly cam specials for all of my sex monsters. So if you guys want more info on my website, that's going to be launching next month. Just go onto my Twitter and you'll see. I know, I'm so excited, finally. I'm finally done being lazy and just getting the shit together. So, finally going to get her done. So, yeah, it's going to be awesome because it's going to be nice offering, you know, those shows to all the monsters. And then also, they can join my website. They'll be able to join and get a discount on my StreamMate cam shows. So, it's going to be a win-win situation for everybody.
Yeah, sounds good. That's exciting.
Yeah, my vagina will be busy. Oh, boy.
Cool.
So, before we get into the show, I'm going to go ahead and let Miss Angela do the Dollhouse Radio announcements, and we'll be back. I have some questions that I want to ask you and also some things that I think that we should bring up that is really good for cam models to know about things you really should not do in your chat room. And this is something that me and Sage cannot express enough. So, all right, you guys, we'll be right back. Hold on for about a minute and 30 seconds. Miss Angela, take it away, baby. Okay. What the hell just happened there? Maybe we don't have any Dollhouse announcements. Okay, you guys, I completely apologize. Not quite sure what happened. So, you know, I'll just tell you right now, go to blogtalkradio.com /Dollhouse Radio, and you'll be able to check out all the amazing shows that are live here in Dollhouse Radio 7 days a week, because I'm going to screw up somebody's name of somebody's show, so I'm not even going to attempt to even say it. I know how to do webcam, but I am not an announcer. That's damn sure. The masturbation is my thing, but all this other technical crap, I leave that up to everybody else. So now I'm wondering, I might not be able to even do any songs that I'm supposed to be doing, because Blog Talk, I know, was having some interesting things going on, so we'll just skip the music. And you guys can call us at 646-595-4038. And make sure you press 1 if you would like to be put through to talk to me and Miss Sage Montana, because we always have wonderful things to talk about. And we love your guys' ideas, since, you know, 90% of you that call and listen are fans of ours. So at any time, go ahead and call us and make sure you press 1, or you're just going to be left in, you know, internet land listening to us. So, okay, here's my biggest thing. I saw this, and the reason why I lurk in on girls' webcam shows is because of this show, and it's very helpful for us to share with you girls and guys out there what the hell you're doing wrong. Okay, number one thing that you could do wrong is sit there in front of your computer, sitting on your goddamn cell phone, texting somebody, or they're either texting or they're checking to see who else is online because they ain't got no traffic in their room.
Yes.
I see it all the time. Girls and guys, do you not realize? Don't worry about what anybody else is doing. Worry about you and building up your fan base, because you don't get to where Sage and I are in this industry if you don't work your butt off. Like, literally, you know, I mean, anally speaking, work your butt off. I'm good at that. Another thing is, don't look so damn depressed when a guy or a girl comes onto the website and they want to see a sexy cam model, you know, and they're like, oh yeah, I want to get my jollies off, and the first person they log into looks depressed or looks like they're about to start crying. Instant boner killer. Seriously.
Yes.
Wouldn't you agree on that one? I mean, that's like big no-nos.
Yep. If you're just having a really bad day, log off. Like.
Yeah, it's like don't even waste your time logging in because it's not only going to kill your chat room, but it's going to kill your paycheck. Just saying.
Yep. Exactly. Crazy.
And I do, right? And I need to throw this out there because this is something I spoke to somebody earlier about. When it comes to all of our fans out there, if it wasn't for you guys, we would not have a webcam business. So fan appreciation is the most amazing thing ever, and we thank all of you for every masturbation moment. Literally. Because without you guys, we would not have webcamming. We would not be, you know, where we are, doing what we're doing, enjoying our time, you know, just having fun, being naked and naughty and all that good stuff. So I just want to send a big shout out to every single fan of Cam Models. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And remember, you can come meet us in Vegas January 21st at the Alexis Park Resort. You'll be able to come meet us from, the fan day will be from 10 to 4 p.m. that day, and tickets are available on adultwebcamawards.com for $59. Go get your ticket, spend the day with your cam girl, you know, that you really want, have been dying to meet live in person. I mean, you see us live on cam, but to actually meet us, you know, like face-to-face, take pictures with us. You're going to have so much fun, all kinds of crazy shit going on. Now, you won't be able to have sex with us. Sorry, that's not included in the $59, but you will be able to take a picture with us. And no hiding behind, you know, booths and trying to whack one off, because that ain't going to work.
No.
There's some naughty fuckers out there, I'm just saying. Oh, my gosh. Guess who we have calling in? I bet you I know who this is. All right, darling. 561, is this our sweet pea?
Yes, it is, Sammy. How are you, hon?
I'm fabulous. How are you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Feeling better, I see?
Yes, I am.
Or, I mean, I hear. Can't see you, but
yep.
I can hear you.
Is that with you? Is that Sage with you?
Yes, I'm here.
Sage, Montana. Hey, yep. Sage, how are you, hon?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Good.
Good, good. So anything new going on with you, Mr. Sweet Pea? Sweetie Pea?
Nothing really new. Just loving you two ladies as always.
Aww. This is why we love you, because you're such a sweetheart all the time. You're always a sweetheart. Like, do you ever have a bad day and get mad at people? Because you just don't seem like you do.
No, I just don't want to hold a grudge against anybody, so... No, even if I have a bad day at work, I just try to let it go as quick as possible.
See what I mean? You're just, like, always so nice. I try not to hold a grudge. I usually say I don't, unless it's something that really bugs me. Then it'll last for about 2 or 3 days, and then I'm over it. Usually. But it depends on the person. So what do you think about this, you know, the fan day for the Adult Webcam Awards? Are you going to try and come and see all your favorite cam models, Sweet Pea?
I will see what I can do, but I know my schedule is going to be busy towards December and January, but I'll try to make it out there.
Oh, you're going to have to. And you can book a room at the Alexis Resort for, it's only $69.
Okay, sounds like a great price.
Right?
Yeah.
And so appropriate. Definitely my favorite number. 69.
Yeah.
All the
mine
time.
Too.
Yeah. Oh, my Atlanta, too freaking funny. So what do you think? So I just started talking about, you know, like, and you've heard us talk about this before, about the girls, you know, either being sad because you're huge, you know, when it comes to us cam girls, you give all of us support. You're absolutely amazing, Sweet Pea. And again, thank you so much for just loving us and being there, chatting and, you know, and all that other naughty stuff that we do. But wouldn't you agree that these girls really need to pull the sticks out of their sad asses and quit playing on their cell phones and just really engage in the fans?
Yeah, to me, it just, if you're on cam, you're on cam. I mean, you want to be on your phone, that's fine, but you have other times for that.
Mm-hmm. The only time, this is what I say, if you're playing music on your phone, if that's what you're using your phone for, do it all the time. Do it. But when girls actually go to the next level to where they're just pissed off or they're texting, which I'm sure Sage has had to endure this, where a cam model will get pissed off and start texting her saying, how come there's no traffic in my room, or what am I doing wrong? You know, it's, I've seen so many girls do that because my studio owner has witnessed it a gazillion times.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I think the only other time is when it's appropriate is when you want to probably take selfies on Twitter. Perhaps that's the only other time I consider.
Yeah, you know what?
That would be appropriate.
You're right. And that's a really good idea. Sweet Pea, is if girls really do want to be on their phone, like maybe they're bored, utilize that time to take some cue and tell the guys, oh, I'm going to post this on my social media. Don't say what social media because you don't want in trouble. But
exactly.
Like, keep you busy, and, you know, and it makes the guys interested, and then they end up finding you on social media if they haven't. So that's a good idea, Sweet Pea.
It is very good. And one of the things that a lot of girls don't realize, so any cam models that are out there listening, social media is one of the best outlets for your webcamming. It truly, truly is. Like, I always try to tweet, you know, or put something on Instagram. I live on Twitter. Twitter's where I live. But I usually try to make sure I send out a tweet before I log in, unless for some reason I have a blonde moment and then I forget. But Twitter is an amazing outlet for all cam models. It doesn't matter what kind of cam model you are, anywhere from fetish to transsexual. Whatever you are, post that you're going online. It's really going to help boost your, not only your fan base, but it's going to help boost you in your cam shows. And Periscope, boys and girls, I'm telling you right now, is the hot ticket. Periscope, Periscope, Periscope. Just get on there. You can't get naked, and you can't, you know, do what you would do, naughty things on webcam. But I have gained so many new cam watchers from periscoping. So thank you, Periscope.
And I know you like to call it Scopey Wopey, I think.
Scopey Wopey. My Scopey Wopey.
Yeah.
I'm going to get Sage on there. I swear to be Jesus. We're going to get her ass on there. One of these days, we will get Sage on
Periscope.
One of
these days. I need an assistant just for social media, I think.
You need what?
I said I need an assistant just for social media.
You know what? You probably do. And sometimes I get that way. It's like, shit, okay, I got to do this one and then this one. It's like I wish I had I don't wish there was two of me, but sometimes I do.
Yeah.
If there was two of me, this world would be in so much trouble. It would be insane. We could have the innocent Sammy and then the keep the naughty Sammy. So
the
housewife
angel
Sammy.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, my gosh, I love it.
Oh, huh? Sorry. Can I get your two girls' opinion on they've also recently added muscle girls on StreamMate that I noticed. I was wondering, what is your take on like fitness girls that do cam modeling?
You know, I'm going to say, you go ahead, Sage. Sage, go ahead, and then I'll give you mine.
I've had two bodybuilders. One has not cam for a while. The other one's name is, I won't even say her name, but they've been around a long time, so I think that actually having their own category is really awesome for them. There are actually, surprisingly, a lot of guys out there that are into, like, the women wrestling, where they are going to pin them, they, like, get turned on by the thought of a buffer woman taking them down and treating them like a little bitch. So them having their own category is, I think, pretty awesome for them, absolutely. I mean, I jiggle too much to be in that section, but hey, it works for them. So.
Oh my gosh, yes, our boobs are too big for that category. Like,
yeah.
But I think I will say I'm tipping my hat to any woman that puts that much time and effort into their body in the gym. I can't have muscles like that because I'm just way too feminine. I can't do it. I'm too girly. But to those girls who do bust their ass, you know, 7 days a week, Lord knows how many hours they put in at the gym, hats off to every damn one of you. And I think it's great that they also have their own section on the website because they work their ass off, you know. That's great.
Definitely.
But it's just not my thing. I can't do the whole go pump iron and turn all beefy and bulky. I'm a curvy girl, and I plan on staying that way.
And, you know, and I think that the girls have really been around for a long time anyway. So
mm-hmm.
I think really the site is really late on giving them their own category.
Right. I think so, too.
And it's becoming
a few girls.
I think it has a little bit to do with the fact that working out has, like, become cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's something people are really, like, really doing now. So I think it's awesome. You know, one of my main girls, Little Miss Lainey, she's doing bodybuilding stuff now and doing these bikini shows and stuff. So I think it's really awesome for her. I think it's great. There are some hotties out there. I'll give them that, but I definitely don't want to arm wrestle with them.
Right? I've seen some girls in the fitness category, and they scare the shit out of me. I'm like, oh, no. I'm like,
what?
There's no way I would even want to argue with you because you would kick my ass. I might be able to kick your ass with kindness and beauty, but your muscles would kick my ass. Oh, my gosh. It's so funny because there's so many categories. I'm just talking about StreamMate in general. So many categories that are on there. Like, you can be, oh, my gosh. You want a granny? You can go find a granny.
I'm putting one right now. I got a new one.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I'm, like, starting to collect grannies. Like, these grannies are coming out the woodwork.
Oh, my gosh, that is freaking awesome.
Hey,
holy
Granny
biscuits.
Got a feedback.
What?
So, Sage, if a guy was checking out a Granny's booty, would that be considered a Granny Smith apple?
Oh, my gosh, you're such a dork.
Only you.
So with the women that you have in your category, grannies, what's considered a granny age? Is it just because you have a grandkid, or is it because you've hit, like, 50 and then you're considered a granny? Like, what makes you a granny?
I think the age is around 50 that the website puts you in the granny section because
oh,
it's not.
Shit, I'm 44.
Well, be prepared, mama. I don't know if it's 50 or 55. I think it might be 50 that they put you in there automatically. So that might be a question we need to put out to StreamMate.
I'm going to have to make a, yeah. Because there's a lot of girls on there that lie about their age that should be in the granny category, and they're not.
That's one thing I love about my grannies is they know they're grannies and they're cool with it.
Right.
They're content. But you know what? My grannies look like grandma. They look
right.
Like they should be baking. You should be getting some apple pies.
Oh,
well,
my
I do know that from down below.
Oh,
apple from the back, pie from the front.
Oh,
go.
My Lanta. Oh, Sweet Pea, you are something else. Well, Sweet Pea, do you have any more questions? We have another caller, so I want to get to him real quick, or her.
I don't have any other questions. I just want to say that I love you, too, as always, each and every day, and keep up the great work and all the everything that you do.
You're the bestest, Sweet Pea. Thank you so much, Honey Buns, and I'll see you on Scopey Wopey and on StreamMate here very soon.
Looking forward to it. Take care, ladies. Enjoy your evening.
Okay, you too, baby doll.
Thank you.
That was Mr. Sweet Pea, everybody. He's an amazing fan that is always there for all of us girls. And now we have another caller that I am going to take right now. 479, Johnny. Johnny.
Whoa, my dear.
There's Johnny boy. Oh, Johnny, darling. How have you been, Milo?
I'm fabulous, my dear. I am house-sitting for my aunt this weekend and watching the little dog.
Again?
Yes, which means I have access to a mini bar, which means John is happy.
Oh, that means that John's going to have a few cocktails, let the dog out. The dog's going to take off running, and John's going to roll down the hill again.
I did not roll down the hill the last time.
Oh, I thought you rolled down the hill.
No, although my chunky butt did have to run down the hill, and that in itself was a sight. I'm like, oh, crap, I don't do this running. I am not a golden retriever. I do not do running. And when you smoke cigars like I do, my dear, which I'm doing right now, running is not exactly one of your great things. Like I told one of my wrestler buddies, I said, I had the body of a retired athlete, not a current athlete.
Oh, my gosh. Too funny. So then we'll put up a new category on the website. We'll have StreamMate put retired athletes. We'll put
we can put me in there?
Yes, and then we can put you right there. Yeah.
I could fit in the bear fetish, too, for some of those fellows that like the bear thing.
Oh, shit. We got another Hermie.
Oh, boy. Furbolicious. They got
a
name of the category.
Furbolicious. See, there you go. As I told you, there's nothing wrong with us furry fellas. We're fun.
That is too funny. Oh, my gosh. I love it. Hey, every woman's got
to
love a furry man.
I have to ask Miss Sage, how are you feeling, my dear?
I am feeling great. Feeling really good, actually. My baby's
awesome,
moving
awesome.
Around. Yeah, I got my energy, so everything's great.
And I see that you still have that marvelous extra glow that you get.
Well, thank you.
Because, boy, does it certainly beam off of you. My.
Thank you.
You and
all
those gorgeous
gosh.
Curves.
He does.
I'm sure plenty of fellows may need to smoke just after looking at a couple of your Twitter pictures.
Aw, thank you.
Okay, I do have to ask Sage, you know, since you got the bun in the oven, not a bun in the butt, but a bun in the oven, your goddamn tits were already ginormous. They're fucking huge now, dude. What size are those things?
Oh, everyone keeps saying that.
They're ginormous, like, they're each
I
one of them is bigger than a basketball.
I'm going to give them their own zip code.
I should have probably measured them when I first found out I was pregnant and then measured them each month because I'm so not a bra person. So, like, I honestly can't say that they've grown or not. I think that...
Yeah, they have. They have.
They have. Trust us.
I know there's no milk in there yet, but... I've heard it all day, every day this week that I've been on cam. So I guess maybe I'm just in denial about them getting bigger. I don't know. But everyone says they're getting
they
bigger.
They are huge. Like,
huge.
Like, they're so ginormous that
gravitational pull.
You got to be careful with the baby.
No kidding. And anybody within earshot.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh, this is good. So are you
she
gonna offer like milk shows in once you start, you know, lactating, getting that milk coming through?
If I get it earlier than, you know, I'm hoping, then yes, because I wanna get it out.
right.
I want to get it out. No, I have a lot of guys. Like, when I first announced I was pregnant, they asked me about milk. When I was like, no milk yet. But as soon as I have it, trust me, I'll let everyone know. If anything, you'll be able to watch me pump it, which I'll, you know, I'm likely to accidentally spill a little.
I don't think there's going to be a pump that's going to even be able to suck onto those suckers. Like, you're going to need...
No kidding.
Seriously.
I guess my baby daddy's going to have to help with that, huh? I have to assign that job to
me. I need a hand.
Uh-huh. Oh,
I'm
my.
Suck and spit.
Oh, my God. You'd have to tell him to say, no, I want you to swallow because that's what you like us girls to do. Swallow another trucker.
Yeah.
you know what the problem is? I can tell you ladies this. If guys were able to do that and have children, because of our infantile nature, most of us idiots would be squirting each other. Hey, Earl.
Doing shit like
that every night.
Having milk wars. Oh, goodness. You're right.
That's a bad visual.
It just is. It's the infantile nature of the male gender. We laugh at fart jokes and we do stupid shit.
Oh, Sage. Okay, so, you know, all of us girls, we like to sell our personal items and whatnot. And, by the way, I'm going to have some T-shirts available here very soon for guys so they can whack off on my T-shirt and use it as a towel and dry themselves off. But are you going to, like, maybe try and sell breast milk? Can you, like...
You know, a lot of people have asked me that. And if I get a, you know, or I get it early enough, hey, I'm all for it. If you want to drink my breast milk, that's perfectly fine with me. To eat this one.
I was about to say the same thing there.
If you want to squirt my breast milk in your cup of coffee in the morning, fabulous.
A little cream with your coffee.
It'll be a lot sweeter that way. She's going to go from the butterfly queen to the sweet titty queen. Like, sweet sage, milk, whenever you're cream, whenever you need it.
There you
go, you have a tagline. Oh, my gosh, you guys, this is bad.
You're kidding me? This is great radio.
I know, right? But it's one of those things where it's guys really... You know, like, when I got my yummy wetness squirting out and I bottled it up and sold it before, you know, people actually buy that stuff, which, you know, to me, I'm like, really? You want my bodily fluids? Like, you want those in a jar and you want me to send those to you? And the guys are like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay. Whatever you want. You're the sex monster. Whatever makes you
it's
happy.
It's your world, squirrel.
Say bye.
Oh, my gosh. So crazy. So what's the craziest thing, Sage, that one of your fans has asked to purchase from you?
You know what? When I first started camming, I really thought it was crazy that guys wanted to buy my panties because I, you know, being brand new, I was like, what?
Right.
I think asking me to freeze my squirt and sending it has been probably the more interesting. I mean, a lot of guys offer to buy me bras, have me wear it, and then they want to buy them back from me.
Right.
But usually it's most of the requests come from the underwear. They want it riding up between the butterfly, and then they want it, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I was going to ask the same question myself here a second ago. So I'll forward the question over to you.
Would you quit reading my dirty mind? Jeez, you're so bad,
Johnny.
Yeah,
but it's natural intuition.
Bad little Johnny. Bad furry Johnny. So, John, what is your drink of the evening? And is it your honey whiskey that you like to drink?
We're having a little bit of standard Jack Daniels and
because I'm probably going to need it when I watch the wrestling show later this evening.
Oh. I feel you.
Well, Gage knows. Although some things have been good, some have been bad, mostly bad.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I can't say that. All the talent works hard, and I can't crap on them. I can crap on the management all I want to, because I'm good at that.
Right.
But it'll
so
be
John,
some Jack Daniels and pizza for this evening.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm doing my yummy grilled pizza on Saturday because it's my cheat day.
You'll have to tweet me a shot of that.
I will. And I just saw on the Food Channel. Excuse me, my throat's a little icky. I saw because I like to do a garlic chicken pizza with a garlic with a white sauce. And
my
chicken, right? That's what she said. And then some cheese. But
isn't
that
me for a week? Just please.
But I was watching, it was like, I think it was Brazil or something like that. They were talking about all these food chains. And this one food chain in Brazil, they put peaches on their pizza instead of pineapples. So like Canadian bacon and peaches. And I was like, huh. So I might try a garlic chicken pizza and put some peaches on it, I think.
I can see it with that, minus the garlic and maybe like some cinnamon in there with
it. No, I like garlic. No. I don't like cinnamon peaches. I like garlic peaches.
Are you sure you're not the pregnant one? Because that sounds a little pregnant-y.
Right?
That's okay.
No, I'm not pregnant. It's just about that, you know. Yeah.
Wow. Say congratulations.
I'll take a couple days off. I'll be taking a couple days
you,
off,
Ms.
Cam, Sammy. Next week. What was that?
Congratulations to you, Ms. Sammy, on the pending site launch. As
oh
I told you on Twitter,
right?
I have a feeling that you will be quite the major little hit.
I'm so excited. It's going to be so much fun. The guys who are doing my site, oh, my gosh, they are absolutely, truly amazing. And the one thing I love best about them is every time I call or text, I get a message right back immediately. They are, and they actually kicked me in the ass. They're like, hello. Can we finish getting the rest of your content so we can launch the site next month? I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm like, just put a piece of fire under my ass and I'll get her done. But these guys are amazing. They're porncareerbuilder.com. Absolutely amazing. They work with cam models, porn stars, whoever you, whatever you are. Like, even if you're John and you just want to have a website and do drink and whiskey, they will build you a site. So go check them out, porncareerbuilder.com. What was that?
I might have to look into that. I'm always looking for avenues to help me in that respect. I am so not techie.
You know what, that's so funny.
I barely mastered tech copy and paste, okay? So for me, social media and all that, I was like, when I first got into it, I'm like, oh, crap, I don't know what the frick I'm doing here.
Oh, my gosh. I remember the first time I got Twitter. My first day on Twitter, I didn't know what the hell I was doing, and I kept I didn't know when a tweet was going through, and so I was redoing my tweets all the time, and people were sending me a message or tweeting me back, and they're like, do you realize what you're doing? And I'm like, yeah, I think so. Are the tweets going through? And they're like, yeah, like 20 times now, same one. Oh, my gosh. I don't know how to... Hey, us girls, Sage is more techie than I am because she has a webcam studio, so she's got to deal with a lot of technical issues and computer issues. So she, if I actually have issues, she's usually the first one I'll text. And I'll be like, Sage, can you help me with something?
Oh, God, that's a great idea.
Seriously, and I'm not even in her studio, but she's my... like most amazing friend. And if I ever have any questions about anything when it comes to the camming or just any questions in general, she is always there and answers. Like, she treats me like I'm one of her, you know, one of her cam girls. I mean, she's so amazing. Sage, you're the bestest, honey. You're the bestest.
Thank you.
I love you. I love my Sage.
Thank you.
I've got a brilliant idea for you, too. For the show.
Yes.
On your website, Sammy, you could sell Sammy and Sage, webcamming with Sammy and Sage t-shirts.
Oh, you guys will see. There's so much that's going to happen. There's a lot going on. Let's just say that.
and
John,
yep.
You better start, John, you got to start busting your ass and putting money away, because I'm expecting to see you in Vegas January to meet us cam models January
21st. I know I'm going to have to put a lot of money away. There's been some financial strains on me, but luckily I'm applying for a new job, so.
Okay.
Our fingers crossed.
Let me guess. You're going to be the new furry cam model, aren't you? You're going to be in the bear category.
I'll even get myself a little bow tie like Ted had.
That's hilarious. Seriously, you should totally just put on a wrestling mask and start webcamming.
Well, actually, I'm going to have to get a mask because I'm not letting the world see that I'm losing my hair.
Who cares?
On top of my head.
Hey, you know
all
what?
It's beautiful, but it ain't working for me.
I got rid of my extensions not too long ago, or like 6 or 8 months ago, so I could actually let my hair get healthy again. And my hair has gone crazy, like growing out of control. I swear, Sage, I think you got me pregnant. Because my hair has been growing.
I used to bleach mine.
You did? Not
yes.
You.
In honor of my favorite wrestler, Sage will know who I'm talking about when I do this. Woo!
Wow! Are you kidding me?
Yes, I was a blonde bomber, like Billy Idol.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
okay, you're going to have to email me a picture. I won't tweet it. I want to see
it. If I have any in existence, I don't even know if I still have any. This was back when I was in grade school.
Oh, my gosh. I used to be blonde. I was blonde before I moved to California. I was, like, really blonde. I think I tweeted a bunch of pictures a long time ago, but I had really blonde hair.
Silk shirts, blonde hair. My father used to be an assistant trainer for a university down here, and I had a 1978 Orange Bowl classic ring that I used to wear on the daily.
Oh, my God. Did you, like, throw on the gold chains to wrap around the fur on your chest while you had your silk shirt
open? I did have a dollar sign gold chain nestled
amongst
me.
No, you didn't. Oh, my God.
It was like Scarface.
Oh,
minus the cocaine.
My Atlanta. Smoking a cigar with a silk shirt on, unbuttoned, with a dollar sign necklace and blonde hair. Are you flipping kidding me?
Well, I wasn't smoking cigars back then, but...
No, but that's how I would think of you. I would think of you as with a cigar in your hand, you know. Oh, my Atlanta. You are something else.
Yeah, Sage would love that, I'm sure. That might make Sage laugh a little bit for that one.
That's my exact thought. It's so orgasmic. It's silky and orgasmic right there, Johnny boy. That right there.
Oh, isn't it, though? With anticipation.
You've got to send me a picture, John. I've got to see this because I want to make sure I get all wet from staring at your picture. Oh, my Atlanta. You got to do some research and go through your pictures. You got to send them. I won't share them with anybody but Sage.
I'll see if I can find any. And, hey, you know, in the future, I am going to take some 8x10s and stuff like to submit out to a couple of small independent companies and try to get my name out there. And I'll be doing my own podcast very soon, ladies.
Wow. Oh, yeah. There you go. Nice.
Get my name out
nice.
There and try to get my chunky butt hired because Daddy needs a paycheck that's steady.
Right.
So I can afford my habit.
Seriously.
I paid $46 for 8 cigars this past week.
That's not bad. Should I've paid $36 for just one?
Well, I've done that too. I paid about $50 for one, but it was pretty bargain Cuban tobacco. So.
I know. I need to get in touch with my amazing friend in New York and see about getting some yummy cigars sent to me again, because they hand roll them right there. And it's absolutely amazing, Holly cigars. Mm-hmm.
Now that right there is what might make me a little moist there. I'm not gonna lie.
You know what? I'll work some magic for you. I'll work some magic for you.
Hell, I might even turn a cartwheel on Periscope for you. Of course, I may need a spot, but
that might be a dirty little show. Sammy topless rolling a cigar.
Right.
There you go.
Oh my
gosh. There's just some future content deal. A man's dream. I can just see it now. It'd be the perfect name for the set.
Oh, my land.
Cigars and a gorgeous looking woman.
or you can roll it in a suit like what's her name did in the White House.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, how hilarious. Oh, my gosh.
You might break the internet, my dear.
Nah, that ain't going to happen. But, hey, once my website launches, watch out. You never know.
I've got plenty of my buddies who are wrestling guys see my Twitter page, and they're looking at me and like, oh, my God, all these women that you tweet at and all this. And I'm like, yeah, they think I'm sweet and sensitive.
Oh, but lo and behold, furry and naughty. He's a furry, naughty man.
And, of course, that wicked laugh I have just sells it even more.
Right?
It was for a play that I was learning how to laugh like this, and then it stuck. It was just for a character thing I was learning how to do. They're like, we need a villain laugh. And I'm like, who can I think that's scary? I was like, Vincent Price. Bingo, I can do that.
Oh, that's funny, Vincent Price. That is so old school.
speaking of furry people, will Furby be coming down in January?
Oh yes, he's going to be on the red carpet, and I'm actually Furby is going
I'll
to be giving
a few cocktails with Furby.
Oh, don't worry. We'll be starting in the morning, I'm sure. Sage knows. She knows.
Oh, yeah.
I have a commitment to excellence.
She knows how we roll.
I do.
She does.
It's okay.
But
most important,
the thing is, but I'm really hoping that I can get out there an extra day early because the conference, the adult webcam conference, is Wednesday and Thursday, but I'm hoping that we can come out either Monday evening or really early Tuesday, because I want to come by your studio, Sage, and I want us to do a little Periscope, and I really finally want to check out everything you have going on, because every time I've been there, I haven't come to your studio yet.
Yeah,
and I
know. I'm definitely going to have to marshal my funds to see if I cannot afford to do this year, because
The hotel rooms are only $69.
I have to compensate for the fact that the airport that I live in is one of the most expensive in the country now to fly out of.
Just run around naked and get some extra air miles.
If I start running around naked, trust me.
Feel the wind.
It'll set off bells, but it won't be for the positive.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, Johnny, we're coming up to the end of our show. Thank you, baby doll.
I'll let you girls go.
You're
Have a great
awesome.
Evening, ladies.
Thank you.
I'll meet you later, kids.
All right, honey buns. Enjoy the cocktails, and don't let the puppy run away.
Oh, I see her. She's still in the eye shot.
All right. Bye, Johnny.
Right, bye.
Oh, my gosh. Silly Johnny. Now we got Furby. We got AKA Furby number 2. All right. Okay. You guys are all so awesome. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to another fabulous show. We are coming up on the end of our show, and I don't know why I'm not able to play any songs or anything, because we have all these fabulous indie artists here on Dollhouse Radio, and I'm supposed to be playing some songs, so yeah, it ain't going to happen, Captain. So we'll figure out what's going on with that, and we'll next week they will be there, and you guys will be able to listen to amazing indie artists with their new music that they have launched. On another note, thank you, everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Of course, the show did turn around. We didn't keep it all about webcamming. We talked about all kinds of other things, but that's how it goes when me and Sage get together, and we let in the boys from the outside. It always takes a turn. Always for the good, but it always takes a turn. So, Miss Sage, why don't you give all your shout-outs to everybody out there that you have as my sexy?
All right, guys, you can follow me on my Twitter, SageMontana1, or, of course, Instagram at SageInVegas. And my campsite is SageMontana.campmodels.com. And I think I might log on for like 2 hours, maybe around six. I'm still deciding. But if not, I'll for sure be on tomorrow. So come stop by and get a little bit of naughtiness with this Prego.
No, you mean Miss Big Titties? Like hella big titties. Like Miss Basketball Queen over there. Like seriously. Love it. And you guys, I have to let you guys know again. You have to come meet us in Vegas January 21st at the Adult Webcam Awards. It's going to be amazing, fabulous. There's going to be tons of webcam models for you to meet and so many things going on. You'll be able to take pictures with us. I'm working on something, hopefully, that we're going to have T-shirts that will be made the same day for you guys to take with you. There's going to be toys, all kinds of yummies going on, and all of us girls periscoping. And hopefully webcamming while we're there live. So it'll just be a lot of fun. So make sure you go to adultwebcamawards.com. Get your tickets now because they are selling out fast. They are $59 per ticket for fan day. And if you're coming in from out of town, you can stay at the Alexis Park Resort Hotel, which is right across the street from Hard Rock. And it's only $69 for a freaking room. And they're actually nice. They're big. They have kitchenettes in them. They're
crazy.
Nice. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, because I shot a scene there a few years ago, like 3 years ago, and I was like, oh, we're staying there. I'm like, that's awesome. Okay, I like that place. And you guys can follow
awesome.
Right? Like, you don't even have to go anywhere, because I will tell you, I mean, you live in Vegas, so, you know, that's, you're used to all the hoopla. But when I come to Vegas, it's so busy all the time that sometimes I just want to chill in my room and I just want to make something to eat instead of ordering room service. And this has a little kitchenette in it. And I'm like, yeah, I can actually just relax and cook myself dinner and not have to deal with humans.
But since you're going to be cooking, I'm definitely going to have to go back.
Heck yeah. I'm making, actually, right after I get off the show, I'm going in to make a really yummy, fresh broccoli cheddar soup for dinner. Mmm.
Yeah.
I've been craving it all day. I'm like, okay,
ooh,
broccoli cheddar soup. Yes. So, everybody, you can follow me on Twitter at SammyBrick69. Instagram is Sammy_Brick69. Facebook, SammyBrick69. Everything has a 69. I mean, imagine that. I guess what my favorite number is 69. And then remember, go on to my Twitter, and you'll see I just redid my profile on there, and you'll see where it says you'll be. I can't remember what. Let me see what I put on there for my Twitter. It says right here. It says get some free stuff when my site launches, and there's a little link. You click on that, put your info in, and that signs you up for the emailing list for my website that's going to be launching next month. So make sure you guys get your info in there, and I'm going to have lots of yummy stuff. You'll get webcam specials weekly and daily. So make sure you guys get joined up on there. And you can watch my live cam shows at sammy_brooks.cammodels.com. And I will be live tomorrow on webcam. So, yeah, we are, like, about done with our show. And we're going to go do our normal stuff. Yeah, Sage is going to tend to all her cam models. And me, I'm just going to go get dinner ready and maybe do a little content for my website. So, everybody, thank you. Everybody, thank you so very, very much. You are absolutely wonderful. Have a fabulous evening. And we will be back next Thursday. Same time, same place, right here on Dollhouse Radio. So y'all have a great, fabulous masturbation evening. And we'll be back next week. You're wonderful, Sage. Thank you, baby doll.
Thank you. Have a good night, Mama.
You too, honey.
Bye.
Bye.
Can bet I do a big like the games go from bedside. Only need what you're giving, the rest my ain't too proud to beg, that's word the left eye. All alone with a nightcap, with me on the phone having night chat. Always on the road, but I'll be right back to put it on you though. I know you like that.
Like that. I just like it like that.